Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans, priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. And after almost a year without a Lapeer District Library Director, a selection has finally been made. The LDL Board hired a California-based company for $6,000 to help with the search for a new director. The board approved offering the Library Director job to Stephen Bannister, who is the current director of the Germantown Community Library in Memphis, Tennessee. A salary of $140,000 per year is being offered, with a proposed increase to $150,000 when Bannister completes Michigan's library staff certification. In addition, Bannister was also offered $8,000 to relocate to Lapeer. The Lapeer District Library System consists of 7 branches serving the Lapeer area. There is a central library and 6 branches, which are located in Clifford, Columbiaville, Hadley, Metamora, and Otter Lake. Bannister has a master's degree in library science from Louisiana State University and a degree in business administration from Capella University in Minneapolis. He is also currently studying for a master's degree in business administration at Grand Canyon University. If he accepts the offer, he is expected to start Monday, February 23rd, with a contract through May 1st, 2029. And at about 3:30 p.m. on Friday, February 6th, Sanilac County Central Dispatch was contacted that a Sandusky school bus had slid off the road and overturned on Freiberger Road, which is just north of West Sanilac Road in Moore Township. Deputies, along with Sandusky Police Department, Moore Township Fire Department, and Sanilac EMS, each responded to the scene. The preliminary investigation determined that the 2019 Bluebird Sandusky school bus was positioned on the west shoulder while attempting to back into a driveway to turn around. Due to winter weather conditions and a soft shoulder near the ditch, the bus slid into the west side ditch and came to rest on its side. The bus was occupied by 28 students and the driver at the time of the incident. Sanilac EMS evaluated all occupants at the scene, and fortunately, no injuries required transport to the hospital. First responders would like to thank the resident in the 100 block of Freiberger Road who opened their garage to provide shelter for the students until another Sandusky Community School bus arrived to transport them safely. And Turning Point USA's counter-programming to the official Super Bowl halftime show attracted approximately 5 million peak viewers on YouTube and Rumble during Sunday's big game. The conservative organization's event featured performances by Kid Rock, Brantley Gilbert, Lee Bryce, and Gabby Barrett. The alternative broadcast was originally planned for multiple platforms, but encountered last-minute licensing issues that prevented streaming on X. Organizers redirected audiences to YouTube, where viewership numbers climbed throughout the performances. Kid Rock served as the headline act, performing both his popular songs and a more intimate acoustic set under his given name, Robert Ritchie. The show opened with a tribute to Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, who died in September. The broadcast concluded with a memorial honoring Kirk and his family. Meanwhile, the official halftime show in Santa Clara featured Bad Bunny performing Spanish language songs alongside guest appearances. The Puerto Rican artist's selection had generated controversy among some viewers prior to the game. When we come back after this M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll get to some national news.
This winter, make the switch to M3 Wireless and enjoy lightning-fast upload and download speeds you can depend on, even when everyone is inside and online. Experience smooth streaming, online gaming, HD TV, remote work, and more, all without buffering or interruptions. Cold weather means more time indoors, more devices connected, and bigger demands on your internet. M3 Wireless is built to handle it all. Our network is strong, reliable, and consistent. providing the speed and stability you need for everything from video calls and home office work to movies, music, and online gaming. Make the switch today. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties, delivering the service you deserve all year long. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started today. M3 Wireless, strong, reliable internet you can count on all winter long in eastern Michigan.
For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $40 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.